And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. Good Monday morning. It's the 19th day of October. Let's take a quick look and see what's been happening in Chicago for the morning. Futures in the corn pit are down 2 cents at this hour. They're at $3.74¾. The March at $3.85½, 2¼ lower. And May futures are down 2. July down 2¼. December contract 2½ lower at $4.02. Soy complex now. November beans down 3, $8.95¼. The trade, January futures on the last at $8.99¼, down 2¾, and the March at $9.02, down 3½. May 3 lower, July down 3, next year's November at $9.25, down 2¼. Bean meal for the day at $3.11.70, down 30, and the bean oil 40 cents lower at $28.20. Wheat futures December contract $4.90, down 2¼. July at $5.06½, this for the soft red, down 2 cents, and the hard red July at $5.14½, down 4 cents this morning. Live cattle futures in the October are 240 higher at 138.35. December up 230 at 141.72½. October feeders are $2 higher at 195.80. November at 193.27½. Up $3.12½. And lean hogs for the morning down 25 cents at $65.32½. On the phone line to take a look at some of these numbers with us today is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Tell me about the trade overnight last night and what your expectations are for today.
Well, kind of a steady, easier type of trade. We had a fairly good pop last week in the beans, giving back some of those gains. Corn sort of searching for some lows here. We had a nice little daily reversal up there on the charts there Friday. Now we're seeing if we can't hold Friday's low there in the D's around at 370. 2½ area, kind of no man's land. There's quite a bit of grain for sale above the market, but yet there's quite a bit of grain to be bought below the marketplace. So we kind of feel we're going to be range bound here, sort of waiting to see how demand unfolds and see how South America news develops here as we move into winter. This afternoon's harvest progress report, spec show bean harvest, 80% complete as a nation and over 60% complete on corn as a nation. Kind of evident the western belt's still at it and through here. And yields continue to be really strong on beans and better than expected on corn. So just sort of hurry up and wait, it seems like.
Hurry up and wait. Looks like it should be a really good week to harvest, though we'll be breezy through a good part of the day. And I suppose part of the week, 17 to 21 miles an hour today, so that'll be gusting all the way to 33. And then for the rest of the week, 10 to 13 miles an hour, probably farmers will have to think about which direction they're going to combine. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to see, especially if they still have any beans left to wrap up. What are you hearing out of Iowa, speaking of soybeans, about yields both for corn and soybeans?
Strong. Particularly beans, it seems clear across the Midwest, the bean yields continue to be just much better than expected. In fact, some record best ever bean yields being reported in some areas. Corn-wise, strong, not quite, 300 bushels like some of these areas we're looking for. They had, some slope to it and good drainage and so forth, but, it's a situation where flat areas were drowned out earlier. Expectations were, 120, 130 bushels, coming in at 170 bushels the acre. Quite a bit off, the best yields in that particular area. But for the most part, the bushels are there. The big question is how soon will it be marketed. Overall, producers been kind of tight holders this fall in here, expecting to fill the bins and find a little portable storage here and try to hold on here as we move into year end, see if they can't get a little better price than where we're at right now.
Yeah, speaking of which, you said before the year end, and that tells me that you're probably in the same camp that many are, which are that's rallies, short-term rallies, that is, probably should be rewarded for this market. Is that for both corn and soybeans, in your opinion?
Well, if it can happen real quick, if you're the ones going to make a decision whether to store or sell here by this afternoon, I'd say You got to get stuff moved on the short term. But otherwise, we're getting corn. We're getting down some lower end in through here. I'm kind of in the camp to maybe sit in store and hang on and see what happens here. Whereas beans, we're kind of at the upper end of the trading range. I'd be more inclined to let the beans go. But I'd let beans go, hang on to the corn here, and look for a normal seasonal appreciation in basis and values as we move into middle of December. That does not mean we're going to go above $4 in corn or a whole lot above $9 in beans, but it feels like there's enough buyers in the market that we'll find support on breaks.
Yeah, so that you're looking for a little bit of a rally, and then producers might be able to reward that rather than holding on for the long term all the way?
Well, there's nothing wrong hanging on some long term because we don't know what the acres mix is going to be.
And what's happened in South America and all of this.
South America and U.S. weather, we're extremely dry. You look at that drought plumber index, we've really dried up here this fall. And if we don't see timely rains next spring, next summer, it could be a whole different atmosphere. So I guess the best strategy that I've seen the smartest producers use in through here is to preserve working capital and still have a position in the market. And what I mean by that is if you're in a situation where you can get a decent bid or move cash grain, there's some creative strategies out there where you can re-own the grain market on paper with very limited risk and be in an excellent position to take advantage of a move upward here if that would happen. But if the market goes nowhere to lower, you've already sold your cash grain, you got your money, and you, the banker, can have a martini in Miami, Florida.
That's a normal routine, I suppose. All right.
Hey, well, I'm willing to find out.
Many people probably are. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning. Looking forward to having your compadre, Pete Manhart, on our Commodity Week program when we record on Thursday this week, too, by the way.
You did a great job on that. It's very informative, and keep up the good work, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very good, thanks.
That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report on this Monday. It's the 19th day of October. Quick look at the weather forecast at this point. Tells us we'll have sunny skies today, headed to 70 degrees. It'll be breezy out there on a south-southwest wind at 17 to 21. Gusting to high as 33, which reminds me that means there'll be a lot of dust moving around. And there have been more than a few combine and field fires this season, so be careful out there if you're still in the field. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 49 degrees. South winds at 13 to 16, gusting to 26. And Tuesday, sunny skies and 73 degrees at 11 to 18 miles an hour. One of the things you will have noted is that it continues to be dry under sunny conditions. Great for harvesting, but eventually that could come back and be a problem. Most cloudy tomorrow night and a 51 degree low. South winds at 10 to 13. Wednesday, sunny and 77. Again, breezy. South winds at 10 to 20. Wednesday night, partly cloudy to low of 53. Sunny on Thursday and 69. Sunny on Friday and 69. A chance of showers by the time we get to Saturday. Mostly cloudy and 68. And mostly sunny again on Sunday with a 62-degree high. A couple of items of note. Be sure to visit our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. Speaking of which, I tallied over the weekend. I'm sorry it took me so long to get to this, just to see how we did on that Friday push. Not last Friday, but the previous Friday, to have more than 50 folks call in support of agriculture. I don't recall, and I've been doing this a long time, that we've really ever pushed past that in one single day. And if we made it, we were going to put another $300 in our back pocket, courtesy of Mike Zuzulo out of Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. In fact, after I did the tally, 54. 54 was the number that dropped in on that Friday afternoon and during the day there for the day. Thanks so much to everybody who donated, and I do really appreciate it. That's good news. We managed to make that challenge. And the other thing is, if you're at the website, you can buy your tickets right now for our Farm Assets Conference. Find out all the details at willag.org, or you can just go to our Farm Assets Conference website. That is farmassetsconference.com. Again, farmassetsconference.com. Should be a really great program. It's just $30. Comes up the 24th day of November. That's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. This is our second annual event, and it's getting bigger and better. It's really a signature event for willag.org, and I hope to see you there. Of course, you're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone.